Hey everyone, what's up? It's Isabel here, the host and creator of the Just Isabel Things podcast. If you're new here, hello, welcome. If you're not new here, thank you for coming back. Today I'm talking about comfort zone, how to step out of your comfort zone. I'm going to talk a little bit about my personal experience about stepping out of my comfort zone, you know, and starting a podcast. And this episode was also requested, so I thought it'd be a really good idea to talk about this. I talked a little bit about some of these topics in regards to, you know, comfort zone in my haters episode, so go check that episode out if you haven't already. I'm really excited to do this, but before we get into it, here's a word from Anchor and Audible. Spring is here, and that means warmer weather, spring break, Easter, all that fun stuff. During spring break, you might be super bored because you're not at school, or maybe you are sitting on a beach and you want to listen to an audiobook. Well, I have a great tool for you guys to use. Check out Audible. Audible is a fantastic resource to use to listen to audiobooks. Audible has thousands upon thousands of audiobooks, comedy specials, podcasts, and some of them are actually just exclusive to Audible as well. So I'm giving you guys a 30-day free trial, and you will get one free credit to use on any audiobook you want. I started listening to Audible about a year ago, and I have just loved using it ever since. So you can click the link in my bio or go to audibletrial.com/justisabelthings to get your 30-day free trial. And now onto the episode. Alright, so thank you to Audible and Anchor for sponsoring today's episode. You guys know that I like to start my episodes off with a life update. I'm actually recording this during my podcast break, and this episode's probably not gonna come out for another month. So I'm just gonna do a really quick life update. Make sure you're following me on Instagram, just.isabel.things.podcast. Today I am recording this and I hit 3,300 Instagram followers today, so make sure you're following me because a lot of cool stuff is coming. Click the link in my Instagram bio to get access to my logo, sticker, all the platforms my podcast is located on, and the Audible free trial is in there as well. Feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com if you have any sponsorship, business, or collab inquiries. And I think I covered everything. Again, I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. I think it's really important right now. You know, a lot of people maybe are struggling with anxiety, social anxiety, especially in the pandemic. And I think this episode can work out for everyone. So let's get right into it. Alright, so I'm going to kick things off with talking about kind of my background in starting a podcast and how that was a huge step in stepping out of my comfort zone. It'll be really short, and then I'll get to some tips on how to step out of your comfort zone, whether you're a podcaster or you're just a non-podcaster. So starting a podcast was definitely a huge step out of my comfort zone, and I think it can be a huge step out of anyone's comfort zone, no matter how old you are. And the biggest thing about it for me is that I was the only one, to my knowledge, from my school and out of school, who has a podcast and who posts regularly. I'm not sure if that's the same way now, but at the time when I did start my podcast, I was the only podcaster that I personally knew. Going along with that, it wasn't normal for a high schooler to have a podcast. So that's kind of why I was like, oh, I don't know if this is right for me. Like, this is kind of scary. This is definitely out of my comfort zone. And, you know, when I tell people that I have a podcast, they're either like, wow, you have a podcast? That's actually, like, really cool that you're doing this. And there are some people who don't say this to my face, but, like, who are like, she has a podcast. Like, that's not really that cool. That's not normal. And you know what? Like, that's fine. Like, go ahead and judge me all you want. If you want to listen, then listen. If you don't want to listen, okay. But the thing is, like, I'm getting more opportunities than I would if I didn't have a podcast, you know? So, which is great, and that also is another aspect of kind of the benefits of starting a podcast at a really young age. Well, not a really young age, but, you know, at a younger age than the normal adult podcaster. And I'm kind of already getting my foot in the door in many different formats. And when I first started my podcast, I barely told anyone about it. I had this fear of being judged and what if this fails? And then I'm going to look back and be the girl who started the podcast that no one listens to And initially, once things like started picking up, I kind of let that mindset go because, you know, people in other countries started listening and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe this is happening. So it was a huge step out of my comfort zone, but at the same time, like, it worked out for me. And, you know, that's not going to be the case all of the time, but, you know, starting a podcast and then just kind of waiting and seeing, like, maybe this will work out, maybe it won't work out. It was just a really big step for me. And kind of moving on a little bit, it's still kind of hard for me to talk about it because being a podcaster in high school, it's just not normal. And, you know, I'm doing things like writing tons of business emails, doing non-school related Zoom calls, maybe doing a sponsorship or brand deal, dropping merch, and maybe, you know, stuff like that. It's not something that you typically see a high schooler do, unless if you're like a verified teen on social media or you're verified on TikTok and stuff like that, but I'm none of those things. So that's just kind of my background and my perspective of the hard parts about stepping out of my comfort zone and podcasting, and that's just kind of like my background story. But I'm gonna kind of share some tips for stepping out of my comfort zone and podcasting and in life in general. I'm gonna first start off with like life in general tips. These are kind of basic, but I'm gonna give you a new perspective maybe, so hopefully you guys enjoy them. So number one, don't be afraid to try something new. This can apply to many areas of your life. If you're still in school, don't be afraid to try a new club or maybe even start your own club. I know for me, I was hesitant to join this one club at my school, but now I look forward to it every week that I can go. Another thing, don't be afraid to try a new sport or hobby. Podcasting can be a hobby. Podcasting can also be a job. And then for sports, for swimming, all 4 years, I swam all 4 years of high school and I am like not good at all. Like my 13-year-old sister was faster than me when she was 11, but I just swam all 4 years because, you know, I didn't really do it for like the competitive aspect of it, more for just my exercise, fun, making friends, getting involved in the school, that type of stuff. I also did an episode on getting a job as, you know, like what I did to get a job. So if you're kind of looking to make money, get a job. I would highly recommend getting a job that a lot of teens work at so you can, you know, have some outside of school friends. And that's just another good aspect of stepping out of your comfort zone, getting a job, making some money before college and beyond. And all of the stuff that I talked about, starting a club, joining a club, you know, starting a new hobby, starting a sport, getting a job, I think I already said that. That all looks really good on college applications, resumes, and, you know, it's just a benefit of stepping out of your comfort zone. I feel like the benefits kind of outweigh the negatives in the sense of stepping out of your comfort zone. So there's a new perspective for you. Number two, this kind of goes along with trying something new, but go on a new adventure. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the YouTube channel Yes Theory. They are amazing. They have the saying called seek discomfort. And I think this goes along really well with number two. You know, go on a thrilling adventure that is, you know, safe and like corona friendly, because those can sometimes be like the best moments of your life. Some examples might be going to IHOP with your friends at midnight, or waking up super early to go watch the sunrise, or going on a last minute road trip. Like, obviously do these things safely, don't get in trouble with the police, but yeah, those are just some fun ideas of stepping out of your comfort zone, seeking discomfort, saying yes. And yeah, let's move on to some ideas for stepping out of your comfort zone. If you're a podcaster or you want to start a podcast, or you're kind of like in the media industry. So number one, a lot of people, you know, tell me that they're scared to reach out to their favorite companies or podcasters, you know, to see if they wanted to do like a collab or a sponsorship business opportunity. And there's this popular saying, and it's like the worst that they could say is no, or you might not even get a response, which both of those have definitely happened to me. And it happens to everyone. So do not take it personally. Like, it's a weird time right now, and companies probably, you know, can't do a sponsorship with like the financial impacts of the pandemic. And maybe your favorite like celebrity, podcaster, movie star, TV star, whatever it is, that you want to maybe do a podcast with, they might be really busy because they're filming something. Like, a ton of shows and movies are filming right now because they got pushed back because of the pandemic, obviously. And a lot of shows are filming right now because they're trying to prep their seasons to be released in the fall and the winter. So there's a fun fact tidbit for you all. If you want to reach out to a company or another podcaster, I would say the summer might be a really good idea because a lot of people might not be as, you know, busy in the school, might not be as busy in the summer as they would be in the school year. So there's a little tip for you. So yeah. So don't be scared to reach out. Like, do it. You know, the worst that they could say is no, or they might not even respond. Both of those have happened to me. All right, number two, don't be afraid to change it up a bit in terms of podcasting, or maybe if you're a YouTuber or something like that. A lot of times people tell me or ask me, hey, Isabel, do you have any tips on how to get more listeners or more viewers? Like, I'm kind of in a slump right now, and I don't know what to do. And I always say, like, change it up a bit. Like, do an episode you don't normally do, or do something that's not in your niche, or something you haven't really talked about, because that could be the one thing that maybe people want to hear. And if it works out, great, but if it doesn't, then maybe try a different topic. And I think this, I'm going to conclude with this idea of trial and error. Like, a lot of times, podcasting, or just life in general, and, like, regards stepping out of your comfort zone is trial and error. I knew when I started my podcast that if I hated it or if it just wasn't working out, I could stop, try something else, or maybe try podcasting again another time. Because remember, I started my podcast a week before the world shut down in March of 2020. Go check out my season one finale, where I just kind of reflect on my 1 year podcast anniversary and just kind of reflect on everything that's happened to me in the past year. I posted that on March 8th. So going back to this, like I said, I could stop, try something else, or try podcasting again another time if it just wasn't working out, or I didn't know what I was doing, wasn't learning anything, all that type of stuff. But that was trial and error, and I think trial and error is great for especially podcasting. Like I said, change it up a bit, change your episodes up a bit. Maybe instead of posting every Wednesday, post every Tuesday and see if that helps. Or instead of posting every Monday, maybe post. So just change it up a little bit, and that's also another, you know, aspect of stepping out of your comfort zone. Like, change it up. It could work for the better. It could work really well. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And you can just move on and maybe take a step back and evaluate another time. So I think that is it for today's episode. I hope it helped. Thank you guys for listening. Check out my other episodes. Follow me on Instagram. Email me with anything. Drop a review if you like my podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I hope you guys enjoyed everything I talked about in stepping out of your comfort zone. Maybe I'll do a part two to this down the road as I gain more podcast experience and more experience in, like I said, my background kind of story when I was talking about how I have been, you know, maybe taking on some more sponsorships or taking on some more merch drops and stuff. Like, all of those aspects are stepping out of me. And all of those are aspects and stepping out of anyone's comfort zone in the media or podcast industry. So honestly, if your gut is saying, oh, I don't know if I should do it, like, what if it doesn't work out? Like, just try it out. And if it works out, then great. And if it doesn't work out, then take a step back and reevaluate. So I think that's all for today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys got a new perspective from it. If you did, let me know. Let me know what other episodes you want to see as well. Stay safe out there, everyone, and I will see you next Sunday for a new episode. Bye, guys! Want to hear more of Just Isabel Things? Tune in every Sunday for a new podcast.